Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day despite the fact that the weekend saw vandalism, rage, firebombing, and threats, direct threats on people of faith and people of a conservative and pro-life point of view. Why? Well, because of the pending demise of the judicial decision known as Roe v. Wade. And basically a Democratic response turning over to the people of the various states of this great country, turning over to the people the right to regulate that particular medical procedure. Now, there are lots of questions what the response should be to the threats of violence, to the threats of religious persecution. There's actually a group called Ruth Sent Us that is threatening to burn the Eucharist at Catholic churches across the country to show our disgust for the abuse Catholic churches have condoned for centuries, they say. There was a beautiful church in Boulder County, Colorado, the Sacred Heart of Mary Church, which was vandalized. A pro-life office firebombed in Wisconsin. So what do we do? And what should the response be? And also, what should the after Roe program be for pro-life and pro-family conservatives? Nobody better to talk to about that than Ralph Reed. Ralph is a longtime friend and a good friend, and he is the chairman of the Faith and Freedom Coalition. I'm very much looking forward to their road to the majority. And big steps have been taken on that road. Their national conference, which is coming up in June, and I'm honored to be part of it. Ralph, this is an amazing situation we're in, isn't it?
It really is, Michael. And, you know, it's funny, you and I have had I've been on your show many times. We've had you at Faith and Freedom events really since the inception of the organization. And, you know, I this is not my first rodeo. And, you know, I've been assured that we were going to get particular verdicts or decisions or outcomes in other Supreme Court cases, and then got the opposite of what we thought we were going to get. So, you know, when it comes to Supreme Court decisions, I don't count my chickens before they're hatched, and we'll await the final decision before we have any comment on that decision. But what I can tell you is two things. Number one, Roe was wrongly decided. It is philosophically, jurisprudentially, and politically unsustainable. It is not a question of if, it is only a question of when. It is revisited or revised in some way. And it does not rest well on the conscience of the American people. And attempting to move it out of the sphere where the people and their elected representatives can deal with this issue in the best way that a healthy democracy can, by essentially codifying on all 50 states the most extreme abortion laws in Western civilization, has been a complete and total disaster, one of the greatest in American history. The other thing I would say, which you and I have had a healthy discussion about over many years, is that the decision of people of faith to support Republican nominees for president because they pledged to appoint strict constructionist constitutionalists and pro-life judges to the courts, including the Supreme Court, including Donald Trump, was a strategy that was roundly attacked by our critics, We were accused of being hypocrites. We were accused of being the Republican Party at prayer. We were accused of selling our souls for a judgeship. I believe ultimately that strategy, while it has been four decades in coming, will be vindicated, that Roe will be revisited, revised, or overturned. I don't know when. I don't know if it will be on this case or a future case, but it will not survive. And our four-decade march through the civic process to see this decision, this black mark on the history of our country changed, will, I believe, be vindicated.
Would you have expected this level of anger, rage, desperation, protest from the other side, the pro-abortion side, the abortion industrial complex? Would you have expected that to come so prematurely before even the final decision has been handed down?
Wholly predictable, unfortunately, Michael. It is the primal scream of a corrupt regime of abortion on demand that many have profited from. You know, you talked about the abortion industrial complex. I think that that phrase describes a lot of people making a lot of money off the taking of innocent human life. There have been a lot of people who have profited politically. And, you know, Michael, I would just point to the confirmation of Brett Kavanaugh, who I knew when he was on the Bush legal team and later in the White House. This guy was one of the most decent human beings that you will ever meet. He was literally an altar boy. I mean, he was a Boy Scout. He was a choir boy. I mean, who kept calendars of their daily schedule in high school and then kept them for 30 years? I mean, he was the ultimate Boy Scout. And they tried to accuse him of being an attempted rapist. And there's nothing that they will not stop at, Michael. It's a terrible truth to have to grasp, but it's the truth.
And one of the things, there's a very fine column, and if you haven't seen it, I know you will, and I think you're going to be moved by it, Ralph. A column by Patrick T. Brown from the Ethics and Public Policy Center about a post-Roe agenda for the GOP. Let's assume that in the month of June, and it would probably be in the month of June, that this decision is handed down and that it looks like, with perhaps some minor changes and adjustments by Justice Alito, it looks very, very much like what we've read so far. If that is the case, what is the next priority? Because the big priority was always this issue of human life. What is the next priority for the pro-family movement?
Well, again, without speculating about what decision we may get, because I do not know, and I've certainly been surprised before, depending upon what the court rules, and it will depend almost entirely on what the court rules, we will do all that we can in whatever way we can, legislatively, through the extremely valuable work of pregnancy resource centers and those kind of centers that meet the needs of women who are dealing with an unplanned pregnancy and need help but want to save their child, through lots of other acts of compassion on the soft side of this debate, where we deal with things like the very real needs of women who are dealing with a pregnancy and maybe, you know, single, you know, may not have planned this. Across all these fronts, we will try to save as many lives as we can.
Ralph, hang on, because there are other educational issues I know that are going to be very, very serious issues in this upcoming election series, and more coming up on the MedVet Show.
Now's the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. MyPillow is now offering a BOGO extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, and roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and yes, so much more. Just go to the Radio Listeners Specials page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code MEDVED. That's MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVED, or call 1-800-320-6280. That's 800-320-6280. Don't miss this incredible BOGO extravaganza at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one free on select products. Remember, that's promo code MEDVED or 1-800-320-6280.
Small investors shamed Wall Street by running the price of certain stocks way up to the detriment of big hedge funds, social media, and trading platforms, then kept investors from buying stock. A financial war is being waged in America. With all this volatility, now's an even better time to protect your net worth and own precious metals as part of your portfolio. Nick Rovich, who's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, has always been fair and honest with my precious metals holdings, and now, more than ever, it's a good time to own tangible assets like gold, silver, and platinum. AmFed can show you smart choices, which have been proven winners time and time again. Call Nick and his team at AmFed today, 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694, or visit AmericanFederal.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Michael Medved Show, a pleasure always to speak to my friend Ralph Reed. We were talking off the air about, look, I write about American miracles. My last two books have been about that, have been about the idea that there is a path for America that doesn't always make rational sense. America seems to have something very special going for us and something that is not always easily explicable in human terms. And that's kind of what this moment suggests. And I wanted to speak about for just a few moments, because I'm sure, Ralph, that even though you and I haven't spoken about this, that we're in agreement that the talk about parental control of curricula at public schools is absolutely crucial, and that is a genuine issue for the pro-family movement, for religious conservatives, precisely because so much of what the other side is trying to feed our children is anti-American. It's not just anti-conservative. It's not just it's anti this country, and basically distorting and diminishing this country's role in the world, which is so visible now regarding Ukraine and so many other things. Even today, with all of the troubled aspects you can see in the country, would you agree with me that this is a vital pro-family issue, is allowing parents to foster and promote patriotism as a subject worth emphasizing in our schools?
I couldn't agree more. I think that you know, you saw unfold in the Virginia elections last year an organic parental rights movement where people objected to a very radical and highly politicized curriculum, as well as other school policies being imposed upon their children without any parental engagement or involvement. And that movement, Michael, has really swept the country since then. You've seen governors from Kristi Noem in South Dakota to Ron DeSantis in Florida, Greg Abbott in Texas, and Brian Kemp in Georgia sign similar legislation protecting the rights of parents to be involved in the education and have input into the curriculum of their children, and specifically, as you know, discussion of gender identity and sexual preference and orientation before the third grade and things of that nature, critical race theory. I think an even bigger issue to me, Michael, as important as those are, and I support all those, is what are we going to do to educate these children to celebrate the exceptionalism of the American experiment, particularly when it comes to the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, the Declaration, the founding documents, principles, and true history of this country. I've got no problem with teaching slavery as the original sin of America. I have no problem with that. That's an historic fact. But I do get concerned about children not being taught the facts and the truth about the founding of the country, the moral impulses behind it in the Constitution, Bill of Rights, and Declaration. And I think we have to find a way to teach that American exceptionalism to our children, or we could lose our nation in a generation or two.
Last word, last question, actually. What about the state of marriage itself? I know that a lot of people were hoping that the pandemic, which got people to think a little bit more seriously about life and death, might actually end up helping to strengthen marriage, people being forced to spend more time with each other, rely more on each other. There is a desperate need for people to understand the priority of a happy marriage, a satisfying, stable marriage, and the ability to raise children and grandchildren. Is there some kind of political element that needs to be changed, improved, strengthened to move us in the right direction there?
Well, I think so. I mean, I certainly think there are things that we can do to strengthen marriage, to put the bias in the law that is so built up in favor of marriage dissolution, to try to keep marriages together, to have cooling off periods and periods of required opportunity to seek outside help to try and keep marriages together. But I tell you, the biggest challenge that I'm concerned about, Michael, is a cultural one. And it involves the delay of marriage of this generation, this current generation. I mean, at the time that I got married, the average age of an American male at the time of marriage was 26, and the female was 22. Now the male is roughly 30, and the female is 26. And it's only getting pushed further and further down the line. And what happens is, when you delay marriage, you also delay childbearing and child rearing, which necessarily leads to a further decline in the fertility rate, which means your economy is shrinking, your population is shrinking. You start to look a lot more like France or Western Europe or even Japan. And I don't know of a legislative or political solution to that. I think some of it, you know, involves whether or not young people want to get married or not, or whether they're afraid to get married, whether they're afraid to take that chance because they're not sure they're going to succeed. Some of it is a desire to have enough financial resources before you enter marriage, whereas previous generations, they didn't think about those kind of things. You know, lots of people got married when they had nothing. In our case, in the case of me and my wife, Joanne, less than nothing.
<You know? laughs> Yeah, so student debt.
There's a lot there that I'm genuinely concerned about.
Yeah, and again, obviously, when you talk about a post-Roe agenda, and I do think that part of what Patrick Brown writes about today is a very profound obligation, which is to forever rebut those people who've accused pro-lifers, saying, oh, you care about the life of the baby when it's in utero, but after it's born, yeah, we care after children are born. And we care about a whole panoply of issues that I know you're going to be addressing with the Coalition for Faith and Freedom. Ralph Reed, the chairman of that organization, will be following the entire process of their big convention coming up, which I'll be part of, in June. Coming right back on the MedVed Show.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits. At least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is signing into law the Ukraine Democracy Defense Lend-Lease Act, which would allow the United States and its allies to provide weapons and other resources to Ukraine as they defend themselves against Russia's ongoing invasion. The president explaining why the United States is continuing its support of Ukraine.
The cost of the fight is not cheap. Caving to aggression is even more costly. That's why we're staying in this.
Under the program, the United States guarantees all shipments to Ukraine per their request will be replaced or reimbursed. A similar program was used during World War II. Days of intense winds have been challenging firefighters in New Mexico, where several wildfires are burning, including the largest fire currently burning in the nation, the Hermit's Peak Calf Canyon fire. This is USA Radio News.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
And on the Michael Medved Show, there are so many issues out there. One of them, of course, that the administration is just on the verge of making a very costly mistake, costly for the country, but I think it will also be politically costly for Joe Biden if he goes through with it. The whole idea of the forgiveness of student loans. Now, of course, the biggest advocate for that notion, the idea that, well, right now, a lot of people suffering under the burden of owing $10,000, $20,000, $30,000 or more in student loans. Why not just be a nice guy and have Joe Biden write on pen that this loan now is paid off? The government's going to take care of everything. Don't worry about it. Okay, they had this debate on The View, and Elizabeth Warren is one of those people where when I listen to Elizabeth Warren, I always want to argue with her. I mean, because she's obviously bright, but she is so wrong on so many things. And it's such a pleasure to see her held off by, there's a guest host on The View whose name is Lindsey Granger. I didn't really know about her work before, but she is a wonderfully effective, articulate, and a strong advocate, black conservative. And it's just, I think you will enjoy the interchange between Lindsey Granger on The View and Senator Elizabeth Warren. Listen, clip 16.
So I want to switch gears a little bit to student loans. I mean, you've been fiercely advocating for the president to cancel student loan debts. But really, only 13% of Americans even have federal student loan debt. So is this really the best way to reach most voters? And also, what do you say to someone like me who worked two jobs for a decade to pay off all their student loans, just finished? Where do I sign up for reimbursement?
So let's start out with who has student loans today. About 40% of the folks with student loans don't have a college diploma. They're folks who tried.
Yeah.
They're folks who tried and life happened. Pregnancies, they were already working two jobs and lost one of them. Mom got sick, family had to move somewhere else. And now they earn what a high school grad earns, and they're trying to pay off college level debt, and it is crushing their bones. Keep in mind that of those who have student loan debt, more than half have negative wealth. Right. This, for me, is a question of fairness.
Okay, how is it fairness? By the way, she completely ignored Lindsey Granger saying, what do you say to me, who has worked two jobs, worked and paid off my student loan? And this whole idea that, okay, you tried, do you want to encourage that? What sense does it make investing in someone who doesn't finish college? And this is like a question of a small business. If you've taken out a loan and to start a small business, most small businesses don't work. They don't. They fail. And by the way, you know who's an example of that is Abe Lincoln. He tried to do a general store in New Salem when he was in his early 20s. The first business venture he ever had. And as he put it, his store winked out. He couldn't pay his bills and he couldn't pay his debts. And apparently because he was a young guy and people had mercy on him, they said, well, okay, you should declare bankruptcy and try something else. He didn't, because he didn't believe in that, because he still owed the money. And that, by the way, is how he got the nickname Honest Abe. And by the way, that's Honest Mike here telling you the truth about how Lincoln got that name. Because he paid off his debts. And this whole idea of, well, there were people who tried college, but if you are making a terrible investment like that, the idea that the government should bail you out is ridiculous. And then there is this, Bill Maher, speaking to the Democratic commentator, Paul Begala. He used to be partners with James Carville. And here's the two of them talking about this whole idea of student loans and forgiveness of debt for student loans. Listen, clip 17.
So it just looks like a loser issue for the party that is trying to win back the working class, that we're going to subsidize. We who didn't go to college and didn't benefit from that are going to subsidize you to get your degree in gender studies and sports marketing and all the other bull they take into account. I think it's a loser issue for Biden. What do you think?
Yeah, well, and this is revealing a big secret, so don't tell anybody. We Democrats have a lab, two labs, actually, secret labs, one in Berkeley and one in Brooklyn, where we come up with ideas to completely piss off the working class, and it's working wonderfully. They all have PhDs.
Right.
In pissing off the working class. Somehow, in my lifetime, the Democrats have gone from being the party of the factory floor to being the party of the faculty lounge.
Okay, this is, when you're right, you're right. And Paul Begala is right about this. Something else that I can't believe that they're reporting on NPR. Nina Totenberg is a very veteran, respected reporter about the Supreme Court. And this is the first I've heard. She actually comes forward with a theory that she says is credible about who leaked the Supreme Court decision, draft decision by Justice Alito. Clip 7.
Never an entire draft of a majority opinion. That has never, ever occurred before. And it can only, in all likelihood, have come from a justice that I think is less likely, perhaps one of the clerks, and the leading theory is a conservative clerk who was afraid that one of the conservatives might be persuaded by Chief Justice Roberts to join a much more moderate opinion. And then there's another theory that it was an outraged liberal clerk. But I think the only one that makes sense is that it came from somebody who was afraid that this majority might not hold, that Chief Justice Roberts might persuade one of the conservatives to come over to him in a much more moderate opinion.
Okay, that is so ridiculous, and it is representative of the idea that there is a very profound assumption on the part of many liberals, and it certainly sounds like Nina Totenberg has subscribed to that, that conservatives are not just wrong, but we're bad people. Because someone to do something like leaking that draft, especially if the person is a conservative and is betraying in particular Justice Alito and Justice Roberts, who are both conservatives, the idea that someone would actually leak this at, by the way, some considerable personal risk, because you have to know it's never been done before, it's going to get you in trouble. And the idea that a conservative would do that because they thought that Roberts might persuade them to make a less sweeping judgment. And yes, that was, I think, what many people had anticipated, but it was certainly going to be a judgment in a pro-life direction. And one that, for instance, upheld the case that was under fire in this particular court case, the Mississippi law. That's why it's a Dobbs versus Jackson Reproduction Services. That's the name of the case. But the notion that they are saying it is some kind of conservative who is afraid that the court would make a more moderate decision, of what sense does that make? Because what do you assume? That people are going to read Alito's decision, which is unafraid and strong and well written, but you know it's going to be controversial. It's not going to poll well. This is a insulting view of conservative personnel on the court. We will be right back. Spring and summer, worth celebrating, don't you think? Particularly in the Northwest, but anywhere across the country. And something else worth celebrating, emerging from the pandemic and all the restrictions associated with it. So you're going to be more active. Why not be more ready for all of that activity with Relief Factor? This is a dietary supplement. It is totally natural. I wouldn't be without it. I take it every day. It's gotten me through the hard days of winter and pandemic and more, and helps you feel better, whether it's aches and pains, or Relief Factor can help. It's made from natural products, including turmeric and fish oil, that is all blended together in a proprietary blend that actually works for people around the world. It's a great product. You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. Go to michaelmedved.com and just click on the banner for Relief Factor. The Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College promotes the principles of faith and freedom and equips the next generation of American leaders. Through bold opinion pieces, academic conferences on important topics, and examination of key figures and events in American history, the Institute and Grove City College stand apart from the indoctrination that's dominated much of higher education. The Institute for Faith and Freedom offers a brand new online course with scholar and historian Dr. Jay Cost on the mind of Madison in the midst of dysfunctional politics. The life and insights of James Madison can remind us of long-lost truths. What's politics supposed to accomplish? How should the people influence their political leaders? Go to faithandfreedom.com to learn more about their work and to take this new online course on the mind of Madison. Again, faithandfreedom.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
A first, a breakthrough. I'm not sure this is a direction we're going to be going on this show in the future, but it is certainly not in the direction we've gone on this show in the past. I will confess I am not active on TikTok. I don't comprehend TikTok. It leaves me cold. And then I see that the numbers show that 3.4% of the TikTok audience, which is 138 million monthly active users from the U.S., 3.4% are people over 55. TikTok is a combination below 34, below the age of 34. TikTok is 75% of TikTok is below the age of 34. And below the age of 24, it's 43%. So it's a young audience, which is why it's really amazing when Jeremy called this to my attention, because, you know, he's under 24, so he's naturally a TikTok user. In any event, he spotted this on TikTok because it was trending, and there are literally millions and millions of people who've listened to this, and it's inspiring. And it's a member of Congress, current member of Congress, Republican, conservative Republican, who is 44 years old, so I guess he's too old for TikTok too. But an amazing guy, Adam Kinzinger, the representative from Illinois, who is retiring from the House of Representatives, but is a voice that we really do need to hear. And it's so well communicated and so welcome. This is Representative Kinzinger speaking at a panel and ending up speaking to tens of millions of people through TikTok, 14A.
We have members of Congress that say, like, oh, yeah, I mean, sure, we want Ukraine to win, but Zelensky's corrupt. No, he's not. You know, and all this kind of stuff, when this is a serious moment, none of us in this room, unless there's a World War II veteran in here, has ever been at a moment in the world so important geopolitically as right now. All this is going down, and I'm hearing about the latest outrage that's being provoked is that Disney came out opposed to the Florida law. And so now there's all this boycott Disney, outrage of the day. It used to be Dr. Seuss. And look, I hate cancel culture on the right and left, by the way. I hate all of it. But what I also hate, too, is this, like, stoking cultural anger and division for the sole purpose of ratings and money.
Sound ring some bells, does it? He goes on. Listen.
And so I just sat down and said, look, at the most important moment in world history that any of us have ever been alive in, and hopefully will ever be alive in, because I don't want it to get any worse, like, we are sitting here debating the latest cultural issue, the cultural fight. You are being governed by a bunch of children. Look, there are good members of government. Clearly, there really are. But a lot of people getting the attention are a bunch of kids that don't understand the gravity of this moment. To an extent, I think we kind of suffer from an embarrassment of riches of sort, like of living in such security, of you know, being as, in essence, wealthy as we are as a nation, that we have the ability to sit around and argue about Walt Disney. But I was furious this morning, and I think it's important for us to put that message out to folks to just say, demand better. Right? When we talk about compromise and common ground, I'm not talking about somebody giving up what they believe and going and becoming moderate or squish or not arguing. Keep that, but recognize you live in a society with people that are different than you. And by the way, if you get married, that's something you got to learn too. You're going to have to coexist with somebody very different from you. And that's a good art and a good skill.
That's actually something that one hopes people would learn from marriage, or maybe even from experience in politics. Compare then Adam Kinzinger to Nancy Pelosi, who mostly everything from Nancy Pelosi is now row. row your boat? No, Roe v. Wade and the need to defend Roe v. Wade, etc. This is the Speaker of the House. Six.
We have to be have a clarity in what this draft decision means so that the final decision doesn't go that far. The Chief Justice has said this is authentic, but it is not final. I don't know if you use the word authentic. It is real, but not final. So, again, Lincoln said public sentiment is everything. With it, you can accomplish almost anything. Without it, nothing. And women just have to weigh in. I don't think there's a good outcome here, but I think there's a better outcome than what we have seen in the first draft, which is radical.
Okay. But she's talking about public sentiment can accomplish anything if they have in fact reached a decision and they have a majority, at least 5 votes on the Supreme Court and probably with a 6th on the way. The idea that they are going to change this draft, is this responsible? Oh, I don't think so. I'll tell you what else is irresponsible. People were talking about Adam Kinzinger, about how this is such a serious moment. Maybe people do want to move away from the gravity of the moment. And maybe that explains why $400 million worldwide, that's what they made on Doctor Strange Multiverse Madness. The real Multiverse Madness is that this particular film made that kind of money. It's not the biggest opening ever, but it's getting up there. Listen.
Now it's time for MedBed's Entertainment Minute.
A retired surgeon casts a forbidden spell in the latest cinematic spectacular from Marvel Studios, Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness, now playing in theaters.
I made mistakes.
I'm not here to talk about Westview.
Then what are you here for?
I need your help.
With what?
What do you know about the multiverse?
Well, even after more than 2 hours, you still don't know much about the multiverse, except that it's confusing and complicated, giving director Sam Raimi the chance to indulge his repetitive, if impressive, special effects again and again and again. The shifting back and forth between various worlds, with few distinctive differences, provides for more headaches than thrills. Rated PG-13 with loads of flying through the air violence typical of the genre, 1.5 stars for the deeply disappointing Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness. Okay, I think that this film is going to inspire all kinds of very serious debate as to what's the worst film from the Marvel comic universe, MCU. And we have just recently, having been through The Eternals, which ain't great, But I do think that this would be a very, very serious candidate for the worst and most confusing and most strained and overdone and pathetic of all the Marvel releases so far, which are often very entertaining. Okay, speaking of very entertaining, here's a question for you. Mask mandates not popular. Okay, everybody's got that message. So why are mandates being reimposed, and this time only for females? Where? Why? We will cover that next time. There's also so much fear on the left and on the right and in the center about assaults on democracy. So why is that? I think a general sense that there are aspects of our political system, the mechanics of it, the way it works, the way we elect people, that need to be changed, particularly when it comes to presidential primaries. There are some ideas for fairly radical change that have been put forward by a group called Fair Vote. We will be speaking to them about that. And David Frum, former speechwriter to President Bush, writer for The Atlantic, he says if Biden forgives student loans, voters won't forgive Biden. And why not? We'll speak to David Frum about that. And we will also be taking a look at Putin's new PR person in the United States. And no, it's not someone regularly on TV. It is, well, you'll find out in This Greatest Nation on God's Green Earth.
Are you suffering with the pain of heartburn? Get relief with Balance 7. No longer able to eat the food you enjoy because of the pain of heartburn? Balance 7 has a pH of 11 plus, which will allow you to go back to the food you love. All the ingredients are made by nature. Get heartburn relief, and Balance 7 has a 100% money-back guarantee. Order now. Go to balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. 800-793-9039. 800-793-9039. Are you suffering with joint discomfort? Suffering every morning getting out of bed? Do your hips and shoulders ache? Try all kinds of pills, nothing seems to do the job? Balance 7 in 3 days will reduce the acid in your body and reduce your discomfort dramatically. And Balance 7 has a 100% money-back guarantee. All nature-made ingredients, no chemicals. Order Balance 7 at balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. 800-793-9039.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.